last time on the Don and Mike Show.
I went to get a haircut today. Went to my wife's place. And I know I said that once before, and somebody called and said I was in my wife's place getting my haircut. I wasn't in my wife's place. I was in the...
That's a lot of extra styling moves.
I'm not going to say it. I was going to... Never mind. I was going to say something about...
It's better.
You know, you could get a barber chair in there.
Oh, God. I have an anniversary coming.
I'm glad you didn't say anything.
Right, I'm not going to say it.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, work this in the week. Now drop and give me 20.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
But turn your radio down. No clue what you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is this going to be a good day? Is this going to be a good day? Is this going to be a good day? No, I don't think so.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I don't know. I can name a few places. Oh, no, it's a very good thing to be here right now, and please, I'm very excited because, of course, I get to introduce Philip Jakob Aloysius Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Dick Pecker and all the ships at sea. Considered by many to be the white American Ainsley Harriet with hair, it's everyone's favorite Pry Daddy, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, thank you very much, Rob. Hello. Yes, I'm here on our special truncated show for Friday. This is a two-hour broadcast today because let me tell you something about our home station here at WJFK in Washington, D.C. Everything gets turned upside down for football.
Tell me about it.
I mean, this place is it looks different. They've got wires, cables, television monitors, and we're going to have a good time because I've been given permission to cook today, so we're looking forward to it. Phone number, same as it ever was, 877-365-3636. And yes, I am the Fry Daddy because today, Rob, Buzz, everyone else, we are going to be frying today.
I like to fry.
Yay. Tater tots, we've got a... Onion rings.
Yes.
Some unusual food items will be fried today. And, of course, capping off the entire day today, Ma Burbank's famous high-fat donuts. Do you like the name I gave for him, Buzz?
That's very nice.
And he'll stay with you, too.
Now, I saw Buzz in the hallway earlier in the week, and when I found out that Don was going to go down to Tampa, and he is already down in Tampa, as far as I know, Don is down getting ready for a very exciting moment for him. He's going to be doing color commentary. The stations along the network won't relate to this, but for those of you here in Washington, D.C., tonight when the WJFK broadcast takes the air for the Redskins-Tampa Bay preseason game, Don will be in the booth broadcasting the game with Frank Herzog and Sam Huff. He'll be sitting there in the middle, and so he's very excited about that. I'm not sure whether he's going to get a chance to call in today and share his morning meeting, but I understand that that's what they had planned today. They were going to sit down and have a very special...
Like a breakfast meeting, right?
Do we have the fart sound effect, Rob?
We don't
have anything. You know why we don't have that? Because all the equipment has been pilfered for the Redskins broadcast.
Football,
so
right.
All I ask is a simple fart sound effect, which is a staple of this... There it is.
There it is.
All right, is there another one? There, these are all different ones, right?
Yeah, it's a rotating cartridge.
All right.
Where they're not digital farts like we've grown accustomed to.
Okay, well, you two, and I want you two to know this, that we may need our own today, okay?
Well, I want you to know that I selected my diet last night. I left my diet last night hoping to provide, because you complained.
That would be your first sponsorable fart if you did that today.
We're trying, you know, it would also be a courtesy of the Budweiser Corporation.
All right, well, we're looking for... You're not supposed to do that.
A fine sponsor.
Your nutritionist says you're not supposed to do this, Mr. Scholarship Winner.
It was for work, Mr. Scholarship Winner.
So here's what we're doing on the show today. Don said, I need you to come in Friday, do 2 hours by yourself. I don't like to do that. I don't make any secret about that. I like to sit over here, put my feet up, let Don do the talking, and then I just get to say, you know, whatever I feel like.
Right.
So I'm not used to, you know, getting the calls from Charlie Broyhill, getting prepared for all the little details that normally, you know, I've got this big plexiglass thing in front of me that Don uses so he can read everything, and I'm not accustomed to that, so I actually like to relax and do it. And I said, if I'm going to come in and I'm going to do this, I want to do what I want to do, and that is fry. I want to bring out the deep fat fryer.
Sure.
That I had, I guess, I don't know how long ago it was, Rob, that I had the fryer in here.
It was some months ago, and this is exciting, really a victory for you, because Don predicted by now you wouldn't even know where your deep fat fryer
was. Well, technically he's right, because this morning the mad scramble.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the mad scramble and the fryer was in the basement.
That's
and
handy.
The good news is the oil, now I don't want anybody to get hinky, because we did wash it, but the oil from the last broadcast was still in the fryer.
You'll be
happy to know that I didn't bring that in so that you know, you could eat the donuts out of the oil.
So you did drain the oil.
Drained the oil. I scrubbed the basket.
Well, that's good.
I hosed down the deep fryer, and it's the same one. Now, you have informed me, and I want to get her in here as soon as possible, because we have some prep work to do. I've got some stuff that I brought in for the frying, and you said that the lovely Erica,
yes,
she of the spaghetti straps and the enormous breasts.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's bring Erica in, because she is going to be my fry girl.
Yo, your fry girl.
And now let me see if I've got it right. I have down here that we are going to be frying onion rings.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Unusual food items, and Ma Burbank's famous high-fat donuts. Besides the tater tots and the onion rings, have you brought anything else into fry?
Yeah, I brought in chicken, like chicken tenders.
All chicken right. tenders.
Also a can of Hungry Jack biscuits.
That's good. Biscuits. And then, Buzz, you have the donuts.
I do.
And I have fresh vegetables.
You have fresh vegetables.
Sure, no breading on
them. We could just drop them in and see what happens.
I think I have carrots, cucumbers, broccoli, and maybe a bell pepper.
Now, I'm open to suggestion here as far as the sequence that we're going to fry the items in, but I think perhaps we do the unusual items, the small items first, and then we cap it all off with Ma Burbank's famous deep-fat fried delicious donuts. Now, tell me what went into making your donut. You had the assignment of making your donuts.
Now, I have a question first about making the donuts last. Because if we do onion rings, are the donuts then going to come out tasting like onions? That's my concern.
So you'd like to maybe knock out the donuts right away?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, I think that...
Rob has the Ainsley Harriet cooking music out of the background.
I can hear that.
I think that if the oil is hot enough, it should retain no flavor at all.
Good. Rob has just got a hankering to throw those biscuits in there. I know that for a fact.
I'm like...
Now, where is Erica? I asked for Erica, and we need her. She's my fry girl. We have a lot on the show. We have a jam-packed show because we've got 2 hours to get all this stuff in.
Right.
I saw Tim McWilliams in the hallway yesterday, and I asked him that to come in at some point today, because we never got Tim's side of the story as to exactly why there was this major, conflict with Brad. Mm-hmm. So sometime, hopefully, before we have to get out of here for the Redskins broadcast, we'll get Tim in here. Tim also said, hey, Mike, you want me to bring a CD? So he might be... singing for us. And please now, let's make welcome the lovely, bodacious fry girl Erica. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Erica. You know, I don't think I've ever asked you, what the hell do you do here at WJFK
everything.
In Washington, D.C.?
I do a small piece of everything.
You do, you're sort of like an every woman. And yes, Lisa? Yes, Lisa has come in here too.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's quite
all
right.
A lot of calls about concerns about frying fruits and or vegetables.
Well, all right.
Apparently, the high water content in the fruits and vegetables mixed with the hot grease
might cause them to explode.
Yes.
It will start shooting things out at you.
Okay. Will you tell Charlie Broyhill my little screen too, where I see who's on the line?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, because I know the football takes priority over everything.
Absolutely.
But I can't see who's calling me.
You got it.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
You're the man.
Thank you very much.
Are we giving away $16,000 today?
Yes, we're giving. Well, I've got got all that, Buzz. I've got, don't worry.
Okay.
I'm prepared.
You I'm little, here to help.
You see these little index cards?
I do.
I am totally prepared. Yes, we are giving away $16,000. That's another reason I'll bring Charlie Broy in.
Right.
Charlie Broyhill called me last night, then he emailed me, and, you know, in the great tradition of being the organized person, I didn't bring in my email that he sent me. He had a little detail as to the $16,000. The way I understand it is this. The people who I see, I have no card about this, but the people who are giving away the $16,000, it's not like they're going to hand you a stack of cash.
Okay.
But you can buy whatever you want.
That's right.
If you want to put a down payment on a house, if you want to buy, you know, a car, if you want to buy Chiclets, if you want to buy whatever you want, that $16,000 will go towards the purchase.
Cool.
Is that right?
You could buy donuts, I guess. The way I remember hearing it, it was $16,000 in birthday wishes.
Ah, okay. Right. Well, as soon as you know, the Minister of Information comes down here, but I digress because we're here to talk to lovely Erica. Hello, Erica.
I'm okay.
So you do
Hi.
You do. I didn't ask you how you were. You do a lot of different things here at the station, and you requested to come in and be the fry girl, right?
Yes. Well, I'm right down here behind you for getting set for weekend programming and Redskins.
Okay. Yes, Redskins.
Everything. So I knew you were frying.
Okay. Now before we
excited.
Do that, all right, we'll stand by, and what I want you to do, I've got some stuff in my bag here that I want to get out. All right, first of all, I brought in
yes, Phantom Mike.
You see, when they give me the duty, ladies and gentlemen, I bring in AIDS, not AIDS, the disease, visual AIDS.
Oh, thank God.
Even
please.
Though this is radio, I bring in things from my children because they're fun. And I don't know if you can hear this, but this is the little princess.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the little fairy. I'm sorry, not the little. This is the little fairy. Hi, there he is. It's Charlie Broyhill.
Otherwise known as the little fairy.
The sullen, surly Charlie. Do you want me to move, Charlie?
No, you're good.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, now listen to this. Now we have to be very quiet. Did you hear that?
Oh, that's nice.
And you did, yeah. That's the little fairy. Do you like this, Charlie? This is the little fairy magic wand right here.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Charlie's
wand.
Very frantic and very busy today. Are you busy today doing a lot of things?
No.
Did I get it right? Did I get it right about the $16,000? Because, you know, I have nothing about it up there, so I'm not sure whether I'm saying the right thing. Yes.
I didn't hear you.
What I said was, thanks for listening to the show, I said that we're giving the $16,000 away, and it's not like we're giving away a stack of cash, but what we're doing is we're giving the $16,000 away, so it's towards the purchase of something. Is that correct?
That is correct. So,
and who are the...
So you actually did read my email.
I did read your email. It was a very nice email, and I like the way you kept putting, in parentheses, after every segment that you wanted me to get to, you put more frying.
We all have
true.
Our crust.
We will do that. That is a crust.
You know what? That's Thank obviously you. A play wand, because Charlie's still here.
I know. I didn't
keep waving it at him, but he doesn't go anywhere.
All right, here's the... Now, Charlie, who are the fine people that are providing us with this $16,000? Is the people at TNT?
TNT.
TNT. And that's why we're going to have Olympia Dukakis.
That's right.
Oscar winner Olympia Dukakis on the show today. Very excited about
yeah,
that.
She was great. Moonstruck.
Moonstruck's one of my favorite movies, and that's all I'm going to ask her about. And maybe ask her. We don't have the sex quiz here, so I'll ask her if she would have taken the sex quiz because Don takes it wherever he goes.
That's true.
He's giving it to Sam Huff and Frank Herzog this weekend. So this is part of a playset. The Little Fairy.
Uh-huh.
Magic wand, which we're going to use for our frying. And Erica, I'll let you hold on to that and you can play with that.
That's going to really add to the frying.
I will.
Think so.
Also, we've got a lot to do. If I sound frantic, I want to get to all this stuff because I want to talk just a little bit about Big Brother. And I also want to talk about the convention because I watched the convention. I have a theory about the new candidate and the celebrities that were on the podium.
We want Bush.
Yes.
Yes.
We want Bush.
The big convention last
we
night.
We want Bush.
Very, very
now.
Exciting.
We want Bush.
Right.
Now. We
All
want
right.
Bush.
Yes. He got nominated last night, and
that was a shock to me.
They brought the A celebrities out last
Didn't
night.
See
okay.
that
if
coming.
You're,
sure.
If you're counting the celebrities that I saw, you know, the big Hollywood types that I saw at the Republican National Convention, you had The Rock.
Yeah, he's very big.
Yeah. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yes.
And then, you know, really, when I'm thinking about politics and I'm on the fence and I'm one of those independent voters, nothing sways my vote more than seeing Bo Derek on the stage.
She was really hot. You know, the convention to have her at might have been like 76, don't you think?
She looked pretty good, but it was just stupid to see her standing up there. You know, they're panning along. You see, you know, George Bush and his 18 brothers up there.
Right.
They all look the same. And then they've got the one younger brother who's Latino.
Right.
And they're trying to get the
Latino, and then they slowly pan by, and you see Bo Derek up there, and it's just, it seemed, here's the lady that showed her boobs in tan.
She was excellent in Tommy Boy.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the last time we saw her. And, you know, my mom, personally, she called me this morning. She thought the convention was really big time, because she said, did you see Ricky Martin last night?
That wasn't Ricky Martin.
That's his nephew.
Anyway, I want to talk about that in a minute, but also Big Brother. I watched a tiny bit. I got home late last night, so I caught the tail end of Big Brother, but I have a question about Big Brother.
You're getting sucked into that show.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
no.
You are, because you're watching it.
I mean, I watched the end of it. The only thing I saw was like, I'll get to it.
Okay, because
they were skipping rope at the end, which I thought was pretty stupid. So where am I here? Okay, so we're going to get the frying ready. You've got the magic wand, Erica. Let me get the fryer out. All right. This is the, let's see, I don't even remember what's the name of it. This is the DeLonghi Deep Fat Fryer. And what I need you to do, Eric, is you're in charge of it.
You need to fire that up.
Yeah.
Because the oil doesn't get hot by itself.
I just heard the wand go off. But listen, that's not what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about the second part of the Little Fairy gift set. Now, Erica, you're on your own. You take care of that, okay?
Now, do these items come together, the Little Fairy?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff, but the item my wife pointed out to me today was something very special. This item, the Little Fairy phone.
Wow. Which
is, now, I have a 5-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old daughter, and Erica, don't just sit there with it on your lap. You can go ahead and
get
it ready.
Erica, you can use any plug in that orange extension cord.
Now, here's the oil. Here's the, this is the pure Wesson canola oil, which is what we will be deep fat frying, and then put that, I think the best place to put that. Hey, guess what? I'm going to be the first one to trash the studio.
I told Dan that we're going to be very careful and lay out newspapers.
Okay, so
and
Erica. Erica, do you have that in control?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
Very good. Now what you want to do is, I don't have the instructions with it, but I think they have instructions on the outside of it that'll show you exactly where to put the oil. I'm pretty sure.
I see them.
Okay, very good. So Erica will be doing this. So Laura takes this Little Fairy gift set. Thank you, Charlie. Good to see you again.
There he is. My partner, Charlie Broyles.
You can't do that just by letting it go. You have to say something.
When you come in, yes, I do.
Right, every time.
Because I know your presence. I feel your presence every time you come in here.
Okay.
Thank you, Charlie. You can be
excited. I just heard the wand again.
We tried to make Charlie vanish again, but it didn't work. So, the Little Fairy, I think this is the Little Fairy Dazzling Talking Phone.
Uh-huh.
Now, wait a minute. Now, this is a play phone, and it's got the little keys on it. Yeah, they don't change sounds, which is really kind of, you know, it lacks authenticity because, you know, it doesn't have the real touch tone.
A real fairy phone would have different tones.
Right. Now, this is a tiny little play phone. This is what they really enjoy. Now, Rob, you're with, you know, your wife's with child. You have to get used to this.
Right. I'm excited. I'm thinking, I've got to get me one of these.
But this is not the special item.
Why?
That's not? Quite dazzling, I might say.
On this phone, one of the special features is a little message to leave a message. It's like you have your very own voicemail.
Oh, well, that's good.
Now, I know that many gifts and many toys for children are made in foreign countries. Mm-hmm. But usually the audio portion of these toys is recorded by, you know, either a Barbie voice or the Disney characters.
A major market broadcast.
And I'm not making any comment about what's on this phone.
I just
want you to listen to this and you tell me what this is about. This is the answering machine message, and listen carefully.
All right.
Here it is. Now hold on, Buzz is looking confused.
I'd like to hear it again.
Let me pull it away from the microphone. Now, is that
leave message after sound of the beat?
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Definitely foreign.
Leave message after sound of the beep.
And that's the only outgoing message they have on
that's
that?
The only one, but it's right there.
They could have worked.
Come on. I know these things are made in Taiwan.
They're not trying.
But let's.
Hello, Joe. Made message
at
the sound of the beep.
Made in Taiwan. Did you pour the oil in yet, Erica?
I have not.
All right, please go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. We have to get this started.
And you can mic your pouring of the oil. I'm sure we want to hear that.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, let's get cooking.
And remember, if you want to leave a message.
Well, you know, all
message
the,
after sound of the beep.
All the money
silly
went
American
into the
child,
wand.
We are going to invade country.
All the money went into the wand. The phone is just an afterthought.
Yeah. Can I have the wand again, Erica? Please? Thank you. Very good. So you've got the wand. And then if you want to leave a message.
Oh, very good.
There you go. So there's.
Oh, he's like magic.
So Don's prepping for football, and we're cooking and waving a fairy wand.
Yeah, because, you know, this is what I do. Okay, let's take a few calls
that
here.
That phone is dazzling.
Well, that's good. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Leave message after the beep.
Hello, leave message after sound of the beep.
Hey, is that little fairy? You got the little wings with the spots in the back of it?
You know, it's a whole big...
The hat, the pointy hat?
It's a whole big gift pack, and I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I just brought this in.
I smell oil.
And then, yes, that's the canola oil.
Yes,
well, what can I do for you, sir? What?
My wife brought us home a couple of those for my little girls. They have little dolls, and you squeeze them. They make that same sound as that wand. But take a look at the little dolls, Mike. They look like Klansmen. They've got on these white cone hats, and they look like Klansmen.
Well, yeah. So we're representing everything here.
I don't think they would really be Klansmen, or they'd have a different voice on the phone.
Very good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, good car phone.
This is Dave out in California. If you fry onion rings before you fry the donuts, you'll definitely taste the onion rings on the donuts.
Okay, yeah. He says don't fry the onion rings before we do that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
You know, the fryer you're using pure 100% granola oil, right?
Granola oil?
No, canola oil.
Canola oil.
Granola oil.
Granola oil, yes. Exactly.
It's the oil that's made from, like, granola bars melted down.
Nature Valley.
No, we're using canola oil. What's the problem?
I'm sorry, canola oil.
Yes, right.
You guys will know this, but you don't have to dispense of that oil when you're finished. You just keep it. You just filter it and just keep it.
Right. Put it in your car. So, but I think that, are we agreed that really the way we're going to do this is probably the best way is to do the donuts before anything else?
So we can do
I'm
the donuts,
I'm a baker,
Chris.
So I could probably give you some hints.
Well, what do you think? Do you think we should go with the donuts before we do the onion rings?
Most definitely, because the onion ring flavor will go into your donut.
All right, very good. All right. Message delivered. Now, I want to talk about Big Brother last night. I watched right before the end, and I came in at the tail end because they put it on at 8 o'clock, and I don't get home because I live far away. And I come walking in, and before they did the skipping rope, mm-hmm. who is the guy? He's not the one-legged guy, but who is the guy that likes to parade around with his shirt off? Did you watch Big Brother last night?
Only the first 5 minutes, I got nauseous and turned it off.
All right, let me tell you what this guy does. The camera that I do like on Big Brother, maybe Rob's right that I'm getting into the show. The camera that I
it's
do
not
like,
you.
Well, the guy stands in front of the mirror, and they had a great shot of the old 40-year-old lady that left her children and divorced
mm-hmm.
her.
Right.
She's brushing her teeth, you know, and brushing those gums, and that was a horrible picture. But last night, they do 10 minutes. On this, not the one-legged guy, but the good-looking guy. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Charlie Broyhill. I'll leave it up to you. I don't know. What do you think?
Since Charlie's not a frequent contributor, and I do want to say thanks for using my microphone, I'd say yeah, go
okay,
with it.
All right, that fart sponsored by Egar's for the best cigar site on the planet, Egar's.com. Thank you, Charlie Broyhill. And you know something? That's a contribution to the show, and I'm not going to forget you for that. I mean, really, because, I mean, you know, it's tough for me to come in and do this, as you know, and you did a good job. I'm very happy.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. So this guy comes in, and you interrupted me, but that's all right. This guy comes in, and he's standing in front of the mirror,
uh-huh.
and he gets done. He's doing all this stuff to us. Nobody saw this. He's doing all this. He's doing all this stuff to his hair, and then he starts rubbing his chest.
Mm-hmm.
Now he doesn't have any hair on his chest, but he starts rubbing his chest, and then he takes his finger, and it looked to me like he was just doing a little nipple work,
almost like your commercial.
Yes,
Pat.
He was sitting there and he was like rubbing his nipple, going left to right across his nipple, and I was watching this, and it was confusing to me, and I'm not sure why he did.
What face accompanied this act?
He was very focused. He was looking like he was primping. He was looking like he was getting ready to go out.
Primping his nipple?
He was primping his nipple. I swear to God, if anybody saw this, please call because I want to. It troubled me too. It was a disturbing thing. I'm not quite sure whether he was doing it for stimulation or what he was doing.
Left or right nipple?
It was the. I'm not sure because we were looking in a mirror.
But did you just one nipple?
He was. He would rub his chest. He'd run his hand across his chest, and then he would take his finger and kind of go across the left nipple. And I'm like, what is the deal with this dude?
Let's all take a moment and do that now, shall we?
Let's all do it. It feels good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Just not the same without a camera.
Hi.
My mom always used to tell me if you cook potatoes in the oil, in between whatever you cook, it takes all the flavor of what you previously cooked out. A little potatoes and salt.
That's true. And the tater tots would taste great
that
with
makes
an onion
sense.
Ring.
I still don't like the idea of taking the onion rings prior to anything. I think we ought to actually try the donut. Because Buzz, we're going to ask Buzz about the recipe and what he did in a minute. But
okay. Then try an onion ring and then cook a potato and cook another donut and see if you can taste the onion in a donut.
Thank you, Chef Tell. Okay, Don and Mike Show.
I saw that thing last night with
all right, now I'm not insane, right? I'm looking at this thing and I see the guy standing in front of the mirror and this is legit, right? This
yeah,
is a guy that is
it was
rubbing his nipple.
Yeah, it was almost like Jodie Foster's what the hell was that movie?
He wasn't doing that, Rob.
No? Could you see his whole body?
No, he was wearing a towel. They didn't see. They go from a long shot, that side view, to him in the mirror, looking like he was. It was almost as though if he had a little hair down there, that he was trying to, like, maybe moisten his finger and then, like, comb the hair.
Like, maybe he has just, like, 8 or 10 hairs around his nipple?
I don't know.
He has more than enough hair down there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was watching Big Brother last night.
Did you see the guy? Did you see what he was doing?
Yes, I was just about busted a nut. It was so funny.
The thing is, here's the deal. I don't understand whether the guy was, like, getting his nipple ready to show people, whether he was doing it because he's just fascinated by his
own. Hey, I mean, look at this!
The guy's got to know. I mean, they got 5 million cameras in there.
Do you think he knows? Describe it for you.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Describe it.
Austin Powers 2, fat bastard thing.
Yeah, okay.
His lips and rubbing his nipples.
Yeah, but it wasn't that dramatic. It really wasn't.
That's just...
Do you think this guy, for one moment, lost track of the fact that he was on TV? I know that's got to be on their mind all the time.
Well, I'm sure if they have cameras
everywhere.
There all the time, they're not aware of that. Well, but this could have been so many different things, it's impossible to analyze. It could have been a guy that was just maybe trying to, you know, get excited. It could have been a guy that he's showing off for the camera. I'm not sure whether, you know, what he was fondling his nipple. And not fondling, he was taking his index finger off.
He was stimulating his nipple.
And he was rubbing his own nipple.
When you go shirtless as much as Josh does, you want your nipples to look their very best
the
whole time.
You know, the Wednesday night, the live episode where they're all sitting there and they were wearing the Chippendales up.
Right, I remember.
Obviously, two of those young boys, they truly get into the fact that they have their shirts off. So maybe, but I'm thinking, and here's a theory I have. You couldn't see any, he doesn't have any chest hair on.
Right.
He didn't put his chest hair on.
His chest merkin?
So he's sitting there, and it looks like he's completely smooth.
Ooh, are you so smooth?
He doesn't have any chest hair, but I'm thinking if he maybe had, you know how some people without any chest hair might have a couple, even women, might have a couple of nipple hairs?
Just right. A stray hair.
He actually took his finger, and maybe he was placing, this is a theory. Now, this is coming to me as I'm talking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He actually was maybe wetting the nipple hair down so it would not protrude and stick up into the air, but I'm not sure. A lot of people, I think, want to talk, even though I can't tell what they want to talk about.
I would think he would just be maybe plucking it out. You know, they could have done some of that on Survivor if Sonya had stayed on the island.
If she had nipple hair.
Well, if she did, then she could do that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I thought you might enjoy the name of a very funny porno movie.
Okay, but I want to talk about nipples right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct. This is Rhea from Woodbridge. The guy looked hypnotized. Like he was in another state, not knowing that there's cameras in front of me, just playing himself around and around and around. And I'm saying, what's going on here?
I mean, he's got to know that there are cameras there. He's got to know that there are, you know, millions of people watching him. But even with that, do you think he was putting on a show for you, ma'am?
He looked hypnotized. No, he looked weird. He just was like,
I know I got all these cameras around.
Or something.
Let me tell you something, Mrs. Craig. I got all these cameras around, but I don't care because as soon as I touch my left nipple, I just go into a land far, far away, rubbing my nipple. Taking me to...
I was seeing things.
What?
I thought I was seeing things. I'm glad somebody else noticed that this was a strange behavior for a young man.
Thank you very much. That woman is moist. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike Show?
Wonderful.
Here's the thing with the nipple. I didn't catch it last night, but one of those guys has a nipple ring.
Yes. Yeah, but it's not. It's the guy with one leg that has the nipple ring.
And this wasn't the guy with one leg?
No, this is not. This is because they showed his two
Maybe
legs.
It's nipple ring envy.
They didn't show his third leg. So he was hanging it. I don't know. I'm not really sure. I'm still trying to get somebody with a better theory as to why he was doing it.
Well, you have to wonder what kind of person would get involved with the show Big Brother anyway, and I think this partially answers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, is this me?
This is you. What's your name?
Hi, I think this is hilarious. I am so glad you're talking about this.
Well, I swear to God, I got the tail end of it. And it, like all these shows, I never pay attention to when they're on, and I just walk in and I say, I better turn on Big Brother. And, of course, it's at the very end, and I'm not sure what's going on. And I see the guy rubbing and not fondling. He wasn't cupping it in his hand. He was taking his finger. Am I right about this?
Yeah, you are. And we had to replay it. We taped it because we had a game to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And we replayed it. I thought, what the heck is he doing? And I think it's what you said. Did you see the part where he was actually shaving his chest hair?
No.
Razor. Yeah.
Was that before that? I must have come in like halfway through it. He was shaving
right
his chest
that.
Hair. Well, did he? Wait a minute. Did he look? Hold on a second. Did he look like he had a bunch of chest hair?
Oh, God, he never does. You're right. He looks like he has a lotioned chest.
What is your theory? Well, what is your theory as to why this may have been happening?
And what is his name? What's the guy's name?
Josh. And I think he was checking for stubble.
All right, wasn't there a Josh? Is it Joel that was on Survivor?
Joel
on Survivor.
Joel, Josh.
Guys, the one-legged guy's Eddie. The guy with no shirt is Josh.
Very good.
Right.
And Buzz, I want to get to those donuts in a second. I want to find out just how you made those Ma Burbank donuts.
Okay.
All right, so I just thought it was a little weird.
Josh is the guy that's been putting the make on a couple of the ladies that live in the house.
Well, that's
and
right.
Jordan got excused. Josh thinks a lot of himself, obviously, but he was doing his whole toilet routine.
My name is Josh, and my nipples are always erect. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's happening, Ms. Ike?
Hello?
Hey, I think he's the nipple guy that calls in.
No way.
That. Yeah?
No, I don't. It could be. But he was banished yesterday, wasn't he, Rob? Wasn't the nipple guy actually banished from the show, so he can't? Maybe he is on that show.
No, what happened is he offered to retire himself.
Right.
And that was rather half-hearted. It was left open.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what the deal was. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I watched that last night, too.
Did you? Are you a man or a woman?
Peter Lorre checking in.
I watched it last night, too.
No, go ahead. What's your theory?
Yes, he's done this before. And I do it with Cool Whip in my dog.
Oh, there he goes. Okay. All right. Well, listen, anyway, we won't get to the bottom of Josh's nipple stimulation. If anybody has a good theory, I will pass it along. And,
I like the stubble theory.
Now, on the show today also, we have Charlie Stossel, a man who fondles his nipples constantly.
Well, the lady before spoke of a lotioned chest.
Well,
that
just
made me think of Charlie.
Let me tell you something. Charlie's coming in later on the show. We have the truncated show today. If there's anybody that could speak with authority on the subject of why a single man might stand in front of a mirror and rub his own nipples.
You don't need a mirror.
It's probably going to be Charlie Stossel. Now, I think I've gotten everything we got to do today. We want to talk to a little bit later on. We're going to talk to Tim McWilliams. Also, movie man Charlie Stossel will be here to talk about his love life for quite a while and a little bit about movies. And, of course, we will be frying. Now, to bring you up to speed, the oil, as we speak, is it heating?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out why it's not heating.
Wait a minute.
And somebody needs to get the donuts out of the fridge.
That's true.
All right, Rob, wait a minute. I want to just see. Let me come over here.
You can switch to that other mic.
Well, wait a minute. No, it's on.
Is it? We're getting juice because the red light isn't on.
Yeah,
the red light's on, and I hear sizzling.
Well, no, it can't be sizzling yet. Hold on a second. I'm trying to get the...
You can use that mic if you like, Mike. It's closer.
And I hear gurgling.
Here we are. Welcome to my studio kitchen on the Ainsley O'Mara Show. We're very happy to have you all with us here today. I'm going to... this is the DeLonghi fryer. We're going to open this up.
Accept no substitute. Make it a DeLonghi.
All right, now that is... what? Charlie Broyhill is coming with the visual cue to take a commercial break, and okay. All right, I hear you. Do I have a little leeway when you do that, or do I have to do it right away? I have to do it right now? All right, the oil is heating, and we still have the secret sound contest.
Yay.
We're going to give you a chance to win $500 if you can guess the secret sound. Later on the broadcast, we are going to speak to Olympia Dukakis, and then we're going to give away $16,000. Now, do the people, Charlie, that participate in the secret sound contest, do they still qualify for the 16 grand?
No, only the people who have won the qualifying prizes, like the cappuccino maker, the ice cream maker, those people.
The grill.
The people you'll be calling.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But you'll still have the pleasure of participating in the secret sound contest.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm going to do the rest of the show standing.
I like that. With a hand in your pocket? Let me do the same thing.
So we got a brand new secret sound. If you'd like to participate, give us a call right now. The phone number... 877-365-3636, and we will be right this after back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 2 months since my last confession.
What sins have you to confess?
Twice I took the name of the Lord in vain. Once I slept with the brother of my fiancé, and once I bounced a check at the liquor store. But that was really an accident.
And it's not a sin.
But...
what was that second thing you said?
I appreciate your input.
They'll see you in Toledo. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, the fryer's going. Mm-hmm. We got the fryer going. Let's listen to it. Let's turn it up, Rob, so we can hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the sound of hot oil.
Smells good, too.
Just moments from now, we're going to get all the details on Maude Burbank's secret recipe. Any secret ingredients in that, Buzz?
Oh, yeah, but they're going to remain a secret.
Very good. But before we do that, it's very exciting for me because it's rare that we get an opportunity to have a real, genuine Academy Award winner on the show, but we do today. Please, let's say hi to Olympia Dukakis. Olympia, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
Oh,
bravo.
Round of applause for Olympia Dukakis. How are you? I only wish you were in the studio today because we're frying food.
You're doing what?
We're frying food, Olympia.
Oh, you're frying. What kind of food?
We're going to make donuts. Buzz Burbank, say hi to Olympia Dukakis.
Hello, Ms. Dukakis.
Hello, Buzz. Hello.
He brought in his special donut batter, and we're going to make those, and then we're going to, like,
oh,
fry.
Oh, I love fresh donuts.
Oh, do you really?
Oh, do I?
Oh, here. My God. You got a love bite on your neck. Your life's going down the toilet.
I know.
Oh, I loved you in that movie. I mean, that's the movie that put you on the map, of course. Everybody knows you. And that's you won the Academy Award for that, too.
Right.
Moonstruck, right?
They're going to play it Saturday night.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They're doing Moonstruck on TNT.
TNT. There you go. There's
Saturday.
The plug. Now, how are you, Olympia? I understand you've been doing like a whirlwind tour doing... you're not just talking about TNT. You're talking about some other stuff, too, right?
Well, I just finished... There's a movie coming out tomorrow. It's premieres tomorrow, actually. It's called Better Living.
Mm-hmm.
Here in New York and L.A. And
right.
There's a movie on Home Box Office with Judi Dench called The Last of the Blonde Bombshells.
Well, so you're still doing a lot of stuff, yeah. but the Moonstruck, man, that is... I love the Moonstruck. I can't tell you. That is a fantastic movie. So how are you doing today? I wish you were here to fry with us. We'd love to have you here.
Oh, goodness. I would love to have some fried donuts. Woo!
So did you get along with Cher when you were doing that movie,
oh,
Moonstruck?
Absolutely, yeah.
Really? She wasn't too high-strung?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, she was very, very grounded.
Did she like fresh fried donuts? I'm just
She was very careful about her diet, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm
very
a kidder.
Careful.
I'm a kidder. So it's good to have you on the show. We're doing a little truncated show today because my partner is a big fan of yours, but he couldn't be with us today. He's down doing the football game, but we are delighted to have you here, Olympia.
Well, thank you.
I have a question for you. You know, we ask all of our celebrities because he took this with him, and this is something he carries with him in his briefcase, but we do a sex quiz with all the celebrities. We actually did a sex quiz with the Libertarian presidential candidate, and he took it, and we don't have it in front of us. We don't have it here today. But I'm curious, if we had asked you to take our sex quiz, which is a very detailed examination of your sex life as an individual, would you have taken that sex quiz?
Sure, I would have taken it.
Oh, nice.
That's great.
Bummer.
Too bad.
Wish we had it. Well, yeah, we're going to have to get you we're going to have to get you to call back. Did Danny Aiello like donuts?
Danny Aiello. Yeah, I don't know. He likes Italian food. I do that. We had a whole lot of Italians on.
So do you like doing these interviews?
Did he what?
Do you like doing these interviews?
I do, especially because it's Moonstruck. I have a very fond, special place in my heart for that movie.
You know, I have a memory, and because it's convention time, I have a memory of watching the convention back when your cousin Michael Dukakis was running in. Didn't you, correct me for a moment, because it goes back away now, but didn't you, when you accepted the Oscar, didn't you say something like, go, Michael, or something like that?
Okay, Michael, let's go.
Okay, Michael, let's go, which was kind of a cool moment. And now do you watch the conventions now?
Yeah,
do you stay active?
On the heart, this one is hard to take, but I try to hang in there.
Mm-hmm. Will you be watching the Democratic National
Convention?
Yeah,
I will.
And how do you feel about the candidates that are out there right now?
I tell you, I'm a Democrat, and I care about what the party stands for, so I don't permit myself to get too wound up about one particular personality over another. I just care about what they want to, what kind of... legislation they want to move and what issues they care about, and we have a lot of things to deal with here in America, and I care about how the different parties are going to do that, and I feel that the Democrats will be
hold on
more,
just a second, Olympia. I want to
and more
yeah,
caring.
Yeah, right. Hold on just a second. I want to check the oil. Okay, if you can you let me see if you can hear this. Turn that up, Rob. Can you hear that, Olympia?
Yeah, I certainly can.
That's all right. We've got it heating to 370 degrees. Are there? You know, you say you like fresh fried donuts. Is there any tip you can offer us for making those?
Don't worry about the hole, I guess. That's
right. Well, listen, I want to urge everybody to watch Moonstruck on TNT this weekend. You're fantastic in it. Everybody's fantastic. It's really one of my favorite movies, and you were...
Is it on Saturday night in D.C.?
I'm sure it is.
It is. Saturday at 8.
And every Saturday.
What we're going to do is take our fresh fried donuts. We're going to sit there in front of the TV.
Send me a dozen. I love them.
We will, Olympia. We'll send you some donuts and good luck with all your future projects, okay?
Okay.
We love you, Academy Award winner Olympia Dukakis.
Thank you. Keep the donuts rolling.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Okay, I wish I had the sex quiz. Anyway, yeah. So that's Olympia Dukakis. There she is. It was one of Rob. You want to get on the line and see how she liked it? Just see how she enjoyed it.
She's gone.
She hung up. She hung up.
Too
on
bad.
It. All right, let's check the oil.
I was all eager to talk to her.
It sure sounds ready.
You know, I just
your chair won't move. You're stuck.
Just tried to get it alive enough. Mm-hmm. All right, Buzz. Now bring over your.
Here.
Okay. You're over here. All right, come on over here, Buzz.
Let me come over.
We also need our fry girl,
Erica. We need you back in here.
You know, it's tough when you're talking to somebody like that who you really like her work, and then it's like... And also, I think, like me, a limited knowledge of what she's done. It sort of begins and ends at Moonstruck.
To be honest with you, though, I mean, I've always considered her to be H.O.T.
Well, she's a great POA.
Turbo hot. Now, Buzz, tell us a little bit. This is Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen. Right here. Come on in.
Let's applaud.
Let's applaud. There. I want this to be like a real cooking show. Buzz Burbank. Buzz is from Wichita, Kansas, and he joins us today with his very special recipe for donuts. Buzz, tell us a little bit about the donuts that you made for today's show.
I made these donuts my own damn self. Last night, I made the dough ready, and you're supposed to chill it thoroughly before you roll it out, so it chilled overnight.
Did your lovely wife, Marcia, assist you in the making of the donuts?
I want to thank Marcia for cleaning up the flour that I got all over the kitchen.
Now, what are the special? Now, what do you do? Is this your standard dough? Is there anything special about these donuts?
It's your flour, your sugar, your baking powder, your eggs, your oil, your nutmeg, your cinnamon, and your vanilla.
Yeah. No! Do we have a fart sound effect, Rob? That's what Don would put in there when we do. What were those ingredients again, Buzz?
Flour,
mm-hmm.
Sugar,
right?
Baking powder,
mm-hmm.
Eggs, oil,
right?
A nutmeg, cinnamon, and vanilla.
There we go. Okay, well, that's good. Let's get. I guess Eric is in another zip code right now, so we're gonna do this. Now, the nice thing about this DeLonghi deep fat fryer. So this is the last time we had.
Whoa! Hey, it opens right up.
Hey, Mama. The last time we had this on the show, this has the lift basket.
That is great.
That is great.
This, and then you can lower. Boy, she overfilled it.
You think? I don't know. Looks good to me.
I don't know. I just hope that. Do you want to just put one in there right now?
Let's do a test donut. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, we're going to put the donut.
These should go pretty quickly. This oil is about 370 degrees, and it'll float to the top when it's done. And when it's brown, it's finished. And we have some powdered sugar and cinnamon to roll them in.
Buzz, I have a question.
These are finished. Yeah.
When you were little on the plains of Wichita, did your mother make you donuts like this?
She did, Rob. And this is the first time I've ever tried to make them.
Hey, it's floating, guys. Look at that. It's floating up to the top. Let's take a few calls while we're doing this, Rob.
Sure.
Okay.
You ready? Well, actually, we have the contest. We can play
Secret Sound
right now while we fry.
Okay, let's get right to the phone. Secret Sound time, and we're going to take the call for the Secret Sound. Let's get right to the phones. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Robert.
Robert, you are caller number 100.
Cool.
Do you like donuts, Robert?
Love them.
All right, well, you've got a chance to play the Secret Sound game. You've also won 25 Durex condoms. Feel love the way it's supposed to feel. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made. Durex condoms. What did you say your name was again?
Robert.
Robert, are you ready? Do you think you know what the Secret Sound is?
I knew what last one was, but I'm taking a shot in the dark on this one.
Well, that's good. We wish you the very best of luck, okay? Please do not answer until I sing like Robert Goulet. Are you ready, Robert?
Ready.
Okay, let's do it. Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
All right, there it is. I don't know, Buzz, you don't know.
No, I don't.
Rob knows.
I do. It's Secret Sound number 7.
Number 7.
Thank
Very
you,
good. Thanks for all those details, Rob. Appreciate it.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah!
All right, Robert, what do you think that Secret Sound number 7 is?
Is it a paper cutting machine?
A paper cutting machine.
You know, like they use in school, they cut the stacks of paper with.
Well, you know something? Let me tell you right now, Robert. We're at an impasse. Mm-hmm. Because I'm hosting the show today, and I do not know what the secret sound is. So I have really no way of telling you whether your guess is correct or incorrect. However, there's a man sitting across from me with his fingers on the buttons who is running the board for me today, and he will let you know whether your guess is correct or incorrect by simply hitting a button.
I'm terribly sorry, Robert. Sorry, not even in the ballpark, buddy.
Sorry, Robert.
All right, thanks.
Robert's disappointed. Enjoy your condoms, though, okay?
Hey, Valley Rubber, you know, we listen to you guys every day.
Valley Rubber.
Wow, is that where the condoms came from?
Hey, pretty neat. We gave condoms to a guy from Valley Rubber. All right, hold on a second. Thank you, Robert.
Rubber.
All right, now, meanwhile, these smell good.
They do smell
All right, let's
good.
Get down. Let's get the microphone down here and let's listen. There's the sound. You can smell the cinnamon and the nutmeg. These should be pretty tasty.
That's right. And if you listen real carefully, you can hear my answering machine.
This message after the sound of the beep.
Do you have anything to extract them from the oil? Because I can suggest these scissors.
Let me tell you something right now, Rob. Hold on, gentlemen. Here's the magic of the DeLonghi deep fat fryer.
Mm-hmm.
When you are ready to extract the donuts, all you do is simply remove the entire basket with the handle
from
the deep fat fryer. That's it. Let's take another phone call while we're waiting to get this out of here. We have to break in a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I know the secret sound.
Well, you can't play. The game's over.
Hey, well, this is Muggsy in California.
Well, this is Mike in Washington, and we're going to take another call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, you can't...
Turn your radio down.
Hey, well, hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Radio Turned Up.
Got it.
What can we do for you?
Want to get on the air.
You're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Yes, but unfortunately, you blew that opportunity. Let's take another call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio God.
How you doing? Buzz, do you think hold on a second, sir. Hold on just one second. Do you think they're ready?
Hand me those scissors. Let me just tip one up and peek at it here.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you think that's it?
Do you think they're done?
I think they might be.
All right, we should alert the entire... You think maybe a few more seconds, or you think that's done? What do you think? It's your call. I think they're done.
I think they're done, too.
All right, we need paper towels. Where's my fry lady? Where is...
paper towels right over there.
All right, we need to lay these out. Band doesn't want us to cause any disturbance.
Would you like to make an announcement over the PH for around the station?
Can I do that on the microphone, Rob?
Of course. Give me one moment.
All right.
Go ahead.
Attention all staff. Attention all staff. I've just burned Buzz Burbank with the fry basket. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge all of you to stop by the studio today because we are having fresh... Now, Rob, what happened to that?
I thought I had it.
Okay, let's try it again. I really worked it up for that. Attention all staff. We're having fried donuts in the air studio. If you'd like your delicious...
I don't know. It used to be Star 9.
All right, what's the matter with that? Charlie, how come that's not working? Charlie Broyhill now has come into the studio.
It's never been Star 9.
No kidding.
What is it? Is it Star 8?
Oh, I missed it by one.
Yeah.
All right, well, Nate, you know something? I've done it twice. Now you make the announcement, Rob.
Donuts. Everybody come to the air studio. There's donuts, and they're available
right now.
Erica, we need you to come do your duty, and we have fresh donuts in the air studio. So please, come on by, man.
Let's put the other ones in the oil. Charlie, how are we doing on time? Are we doing okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We're going to put them in here. And thank you for that enthusiastic response. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
We're making donuts.
When's the beginning?
Buzz, did I seriously a minute ago burn your ham with the basket?
Surprisingly, no.
All right. We're putting this in there. Boy, and I just came from the bathroom. I shouldn't be handling this.
Oh, God.
No. Same color. That's a chocolate donut.
Very good. Now, Buzz, how many did you make for everybody, Buzz?
Oh, my God.
Are they good?
They are so
good. Lisa is sampling the donuts right now. Charlie?
I'm going to try one.
You going to try one? I love Charlie when he looks at me like, I'm not going to do anything to help you at all.
Hey!
I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah. Oh.
Not bad.
Well, I'm really glad everybody's... Hi. How are you?
It's Travis,
Mike. Hi, Travis. I'm Mike.
Hi,
Mike. Nice to see you. Thanks for taking my donut. All right,
welcome.
All right, let me try.
Well done.
These are very good.
Oh, God.
Are they good?
Oh, this is so fantastic.
No, they're fantastic. They're very good. All right, Charlie, will you let me know when we need a break, please?
Yes, I will.
Okay, let's take another phone call. I want to talk to more people. All these are fantastic. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Mike, Rob, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, I was watching that Big Brother thing with my girlfriend last night.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with the porno music they were playing with that guy? He was rubbing
nipples.
Like...
That's true. You know something? Nobody mentioned that. What do you say? What? Hold on a second. Put this guy on hold.
Okay.
I got a bone to pick right
yeah.
now. Right now. What was that? What were you whispering to Lisa?
She asked me what else is being fried, and I told her.
What was that? What did you say? What did he say? Out with it right now. I want to know.
I said Rob would fry his... Bang, if he could.
His penis?
Yeah.
His penis. Thank you
know,
you very
actually,
much.
I wouldn't.
All right, let's take that call. I put that guy on hold. All right, you're talking about this guy. You're talking about porno music behind the guy rubbing his nipple.
Hey, he was rubbing his nipple for like 5 minutes. My girlfriend and I were looking at each other like, what the hell is this? He's just rubbing on it. The music's going on.
But here's the issue. Why do you think the guy was doing it? What do you think was his method? Was he doing it because he knew he was on camera? Was he doing it because he just likes to touch his own nipple? What do you think the reason was?
I think he forgot he was on camera.
You think so?
He was rubbing lotion on himself and he was just getting off on himself.
Yeah, sure, because that's not on anyone's mind in the Big Brother house that they're on camera.
All right, Buzz, how's it going over there? All right, thank you very much. Thanks for calling, sir. You think anybody can be that dumb, though, that when you go into the house where they say they're going to have 750,000 cameras...
A lot of the cameras make noise. They go every time they move. But the ones behind the makeup mirrors in the bathroom are stationary and don't make noise. I guess you could forget, but that guy's such an exhibitionist. Who knows?
Okay, now before we fry more donuts, Buzz, you continue to fry. I need to bring Tim McWilliams in here. If someone can summon Mr. Tim McWilliams to the air studio, we want to get his version of exactly what happened with the altercation with Brad the other day. As many of you might know, is this it?
Yes.
Attention, staff. Tim McWilliams, come to the air studio. Mr. Tim McWilliams, come to the Inquisition room right now.
No, trick him. Tell him to come by for a donut.
Hey, Tim, come on down and have a donut. We're not even going to talk to you.
Ah,
thank you very much. This is Mike signing off, and see you right now. All right, so anyway, Brad and Tim had a major altercation the other day in the sales meeting, and we never got Tim's side of the story. As many of you may know, Tim departed the building. He actually left. And then Brad came in, and there were a lot of FUs that were going around. And, you know, I wanted to get Tim's side of the story. We asked Tim to call in the other day, but Tim is back at work. He was back here yesterday, and apparently everything is fine with Mr. McWilliams. So we just want to find out exactly what's going on. How's it going over there with the donuts?
Oh, these are beautiful. I'm very proud of these.
Second batch better than the first, you think?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, we're waiting for Tim. Let's do this. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was hoping to talk to Mike.
Right here.
Hey, Mike.
Hi. Yeah?
I was hoping to, is this Mike?
What did you think when I said, yeah, this is Mike the first time?
I'm sorry, I kind of screwed up there. But speaking of fried foods, I want to let you know that Jerry Reed is playing tonight.
Well, you know, Charlie Broyhill told me that there was a chance that we were going to get Jerry Reed on the show that he might call in. So,
that's true, that's very true.
We're actually truncated and running out of time rapidly, but there is an outside shot that we may have Mr. Jerry Reed. And there's a man that probably enjoys some good, delicious fried food.
He would deep fry his own thing.
Now, Rob, I can handle it here. Go find out where Tim is. I want to find out exactly what's going on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I think I know why that guy was rubbing his nipple.
Okay, good.
They said earlier in the show that, or when he was playing around with his chest and he was shaving his chest, do you think that maybe he cut his nipple a little bit and he was trying to stop it from bleeding?
I think you're being too kind to him. I really do. I think there's just no way that he was doing that.
He was trying to start it bleeding.
He was stopping bleeding. Now, what's the McWilliams do?
Charlie is getting Tim right now.
All right, things are moving slow here.
Getting Tim right now.
Redskins Friday, Mr. Scholarship winner.
I know.
All right, could I have my own? You know, the one thing I have, I got a piece of Charlie's, but I didn't have my own donut.
And I'd like to have a donut, too, if it's possible.
Yeah, could we give the board operators his own?
Get some oil on this board, please.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike. It's Don.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Pretty good.
Is this Don? Which Don is this?
This is Don, your mama.
Don, your mama. Yeah, thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. We're making donuts, and we're going to make some onion rings and tater tots a little bit later. And then the key to the whole thing is we're going to throw some high water content for raw vegetables in the deep fryer to wrap it all up.
Boom! And run for cover.
All right. What can we do for you, sir?
Yeah, I was talking about Big Brother before.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think? You think maybe Josh is gay?
No, I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is the guy was standing in front of a mirror. Thank you, Buzz.
Certainly.
I got my first donut, Rob.
He was turn your radio down, please. He was he was standing in front of a mirror, rubbing his nipple, and I haven't gotten a credible theory. I don't buy that thing about he cut himself shaving, but I did not see the part where he was shaving, so I'm not sure exactly why that was. Now, how do you like them, Rob? Are they pretty good?
That's an A+. That's a great donut.
Tim McWilliams, step up to the microphone, please, and have a donut.
It's a cake donut, so it's not like
Mike,
a Krispy Kreme donut.
How you doing, Tim?
Hey, what's going on in here? I'm sorry, I missed the first part of the show.
Well, we're just having some wonderful, delicious fried donuts, and I know you're kind of a guy that takes care of himself, but, help yourself. Be fantastic.
No, I got too much stuff on my plate back there, figuratively speaking.
Now, Tim, you know it's all around the building. There was a bit of a conflict the other day. There was a bit of a conflict between you and Brad, and you may have been aware of the fact that that was a big part of the show the other day. We were talking to Brad. I think we got an eyewitness account from David Hainline and then an eyewitness account from Sean Dell.
Right.
The person we needed to tie this thing up into a neat little bow, we had to get closure on this because the one person that we really needed to talk to didn't come on the show the other day. We understand you had a cooling off period.
Cooling off period.
You left the building.
Left the building.
Just didn't want to, deal with people at that particular time, so you wanted to, go out and chill out, but now you're back.
I'm back.
You're happy?
Happy.
And you can probably talk about the altercation with Brad because, Tim, you've got a lot of friends on this show.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. It's a little uncomfortable, but...
There were FUs exchanged, is that right?
There were a lot of things in that room, and, some of the details maybe we can leave out, but...
I'm sorry. I took a bite of my donut because I thought, well, we'd love as many details as you can possibly include.
It's true, Tim. I mean, if we don't totally revisit with every hint of truth, we'll never get to the bottom.
Please, Tim, for the love of God, share all the details.
Well, it's just, what it is here we were in a Tuesday morning sales meeting. These sales meetings are, at best, they're boring and uninformative.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting in the back and in my normal stance, which is, can't wait to get out of there. And
we have background music for Tim while he's telling this story.
Some of that soft...
Rob will pick something for you, Tim, that'll be nice and gentle. So you're sitting in the sales meeting and...
So there I was, minding my own business, sitting in a sales meeting. And,
right.
And Mr. Goldstein, our fearless leader, is going on about this and going on about that. And then he defers to Brad about our latest book.
Mm-hmm.
As our audience knows, every 3 months we have basically our report card.
And we've done very well.
This show was not the subject of the conversation. This show is absolutely clocked everybody in the market by sometimes as much as 200% in various target demos.
Well, what set you off, Tim McWilliams?
Well, you just...
I want to apologize.
Over those details,
I do. Well, it's boring, Tim. I want to really just tell everybody, I apologize for eating donuts, but Tim's telling his story. And Tim, what really set you off?
Basically, what we got to is Brad was talking about a piece of information that he spun to...
Piece of ass.
That's what I was thinking. You're being our sales force.
Don't get him mad. This man can get mad very easily. Let him finish.
So he put a spin on it to make it look like that, this particular show was better than I thought, he should have, in all fairness of facts. And there's that magic wand.
There
it
is.
How am I doing? Am I doing better?
You're doing fantastic. Oh. But FUs were exchanged. I want to get to the meat of the matter, which
the meat
is your relationship. You don't like Brad, do you? He's a candy ass, isn't he? Come on now. He's a little Lord Fauntleroy with short pants, and you want to kick his ass,
there was,
huh?
There's a little history, and I really don't know how it started, but, I have a strong personality. I was telling Steve Goldstein, who wanted, a full breakout this morning, and I said, Steve...
breakout. Now, in layman's terms, Tim, that would mean that Steve Goldstein wanted to know why there was the conflict, right?
Exactly.
We want to know why now, and I'll be honest with you, we're not getting real answers here.
Yeah, well, I'm being a little bit...
evasive. Tactful, Tim, that's not the... I know.
Mike, I'm just, just a little embarrassed by the situation,
It's just that you see a guy like Brad, and you just want to kick his ass. Isn't that what it is? I mean, you see Brad come in there. Tim McWilliams, you've spent time in the trenches. You've been in a variety of unsuccessful occupations before you hit pay dirt here at WJFK. And finally, you see this little guy with the silver spoon in his mouth come walking into this stage.
Yeah, that's it, Mike.
And you just can't stand it.
I can't stand it, Mike.
That's right.
How did this guy get here?
Absolutely.
Why is he here?
Why
does he continue to keep this job? Why does he have that cubicle? Come on, Longhorn, don't you know what he is? He's nothing. Get him out of here. I told you that Tuesday, and I'm telling you again. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, I will.
Jim McWilliams, ladies and gentlemen. And Jim, you don't want to sing for us today, do you, by any chance? You said you might bring a CD in. Could we perhaps...
I'd love to do that. I have to close a little piece of business. little business first, and then I would love to maybe the next stop set.
Well, we'll try. Yes, Tim, okay, we'll try. We got Charlie Stossel coming in here, and Tim McWilliams, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what's nice about Tim?
What's that, Rob?
He's so much more giving than an Oscar winner like Olympia Dukakis. We got so much more out of that.
Absolutely.
Olympia Dukakis.
Much more enjoyable interview, and it's something about being in the studio with the fried food. It was absolutely wonderful.
It's freeing, isn't it?
It was terrific. That's Tim McWilliams.
More donuts are ready now.
Now, we've got more donuts. Now, Buzz, I want you to wrap up the donuts fairly soon because we have other items, experimental items, that we want to throw into the deep fat fryer. We're going to take a short break. We'll take more of your phone calls. Lisa, what? What is it? Why did you run in here?
Because he said the donuts are ready.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with your phone calls right after this.
This is the Don and Mike.
Sit down, Danny.
My niece is the kind of girl that has a zest for living. The last thing any of us need right now is a lot of loose talk about her behavior.
I swear I didn't tell anybody anything, sir.
Good. Good, good. Danny. Danny. The most important decision you can make right now is what do you stand for, Danny? Goodness or badness?
I want to be good.
Good. Good. Very good. Are you my pal?
Mr. Scholarship winner?
I'm your pal. How about a Fresca?
Oh.
Two of God's little brown gems, Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Kitchen. We are frying food. Buzz has brought in donut batter, Mr. Scholarship winner.
That is an award-winning donut right there.
And Rob, you made an interesting point during the break, and I think you should repeat it. And it's concerning fried food.
It's what I've been saying for years. If you want something to taste good, you fry it.
Right.
It's the truth.
Now that you should punctuate. You know, I'm teaching you as we go along. That should be punctuated with a sound effect, Rob. What should that be punctuated with? Say it again, and then now you know how that'll sound perfect.
As I've been saying for years, if you want something to taste good, you fry it.
There you go. We are back. Charles Stossel, the movie man, will be coming up in a few moments, and we will be talking to, Buzz Burbank, actually. Do we have any kind of bulletin sound effect? Because Buzz apparently has a Regis Philbin bulletin. It was part of his newscast yesterday, and he's been chomping at the bit to share this Regis information. Yes, Erica, step up to the microphone. Yes, you raised your hands up in the air. Yes, Erica, my fry girl.
I'm sorry, I was needing to know what I need to put in the grease now.
Stand by, we need you in the studio. You need to stay in here because we are going to fry. The donuts are complete, is that right?
The donuts are finished.
All right, we are going to fry different items, and it will be dealer's choice. I will defer to Mr. Spiewak, since he brought all the items in. We'll be plunking those in the fryer in just a moment, but before that, ladies and gentlemen, stand by for this very important bulletin. From the WJFK Westwood One Don and Mike Network Newsroom.
News.
Here's Buzz Burbank
with news.
News.
We teased this yesterday that the National Enquirer was coming out next week with some story that Regis tried to stop and couldn't.
God, you can't print that for the love of God. Please, Jesus Christ, don't print that for the love of Pete.
We now have the gory details.
Now before you go on with this, how bad is it? Is it something that's going to please us?
It's not the worst. Yeah, you will be pleased.
Okay, good.
It's not the worst thing ever, but it's bad enough. Not, we'll all enjoy it thoroughly.
Regis has an incurable disease.
No, it isn't. It isn't that.
Regis is gay.
No, it isn't that.
Regis has a Gumar.
yes, it
is. Okay, share it with us, yeah. Buzz Burbank.
According to the New York Post this morning, he had a wild cross-country sex romp with a buxom blonde ex-cheerleader.
Wow. Yeah.
Great. Regis Philbin.
Let me just share with you a couple of quotes from this fine young man. 39 years old, Notre Dame. That's what they share in common. Regis loves the Notre Dame.
Hey, put on your leprechaun suit. Put on that leprechaun suit, a gold helmet, and take your brassiere off, please.
Come fight my leprechaun.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, put the fight song on. Oh, God, you're cute. I tell you, when you put on that gold helmet, we watched the movie Rudy together. I'll tell you right now, it just makes me totally turgid.
He liked her in the fur coat, actually.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Let me quote. We had sex every way you can think of. Kissing, caressing, fondling, getting naked, intimate touching, mutual oral sex, but no intercourse.
Mutual oral sex, Regis.
Wow. How about that?
Nine.
Oh, boy. Hey, listen, how about this? You do me, and I'll do you, okay? And then we'll do each other at the same time.
Now, Regis is 66. This former cheerleading coach.
No, I think he's 69, Buzz.
Is 39. Maria is her name. Lovely Maria.
I just met a girl named Maria.
Quoting her again, it might seem strange, but we were both married, and we felt we weren't really committing adultery if we didn't have actual intercourse.
Eating ain't cheating.
Oh, my God.
How long ago was this that it went on?
Apparently, over the last several months in various cities across the country.
It's Maria Shriver, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
I can be the first one to go on record right now. It's Maria Mulder.
He should be so lucky.
Midnight at the Oasis.
It's a... I can't think of any more. Is it Maria Conchita Alonso?
Yeah, I think you're the king of the Marias.
Yeah, I'll think of a few more.
She says that he's...
It's Anna Maria Alberghetti.
That's right.
Very good.
She said that a lot of what they did in their time together was listening to Regis complain about Kathy Lee Gifford.
Let me tell you something. Look, could you... Yeah, take care of me orally. And while you're doing that, I just wanted to... She is such an unbelievable bitch. Not like you. And you put on your gold Notre Dame helmet and your fur coat. Oh, my God, you're cute.
Regis had me stripped naked and put my fur coat back on. He loved that coat.
Put the coat. Oh, there you go. You are.
It was pure, raw, raging sex. Lots of kisses everywhere and very passionate. We didn't have intercourse. Everything but.
Listen, here's my code of ethics. We're going to do everything, but Joy says no intercourse. Do you understand? Oh, put the fur coat on. God, you are cute.
During their meetings, he talked about how annoying Kathy Lee is when she talks about her kids all the time.
Oh, man, Cassidy and Cody, for the love of God. I'm so glad I had these cross-country sexual romps with you where we do everything except have intercourse.
The other thing that annoyed Regis, according to his girlfriend here, is that she was always approaching members of the audience and asking them if she had lipstick on her teeth. That was the thing that Kathy Lee did that drove Regis crazy.
Oh, I swear to God, she is so vain. All she cares about is that crappy lipstick getting on her teeth. Come on, let's do oral on each other right now. But first, put on your fur coat. For the love of God.
Is that it, Buzz? Just that when Regis found out that he couldn't stop this story in the National Enquirer, he went to Joy and told her.
Oh, wow.
What would be in the paper, and according to friends...
Does he deny it, or does he...
No, he doesn't deny it at all.
Oh,
he doesn't deny it at all.
Oh, wow.
And according to friends, Joy is kind of okay with it. You know, I mean, she's not pleased.
Sure, it's the gravy train.
She's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
wow. That's the story.
She wants her show haven. She wants to guest host, you know.
Oh, Joy, I swear to God, I'll double your income. Swear to God, but you don't need to put on a fur coat for me.
No.
I'm disappointed. You know why I'm disappointed.
Sure. I wanted
Regis to be gay.
Gelman, yeah.
For dying.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do? Hey, listen, I want to mention that we are going to give away $16,000 coming up in the next break. If you are one of our winners and you qualified for that $16,000, you want to stay on the line because there's going to be a password. We're going to call you. The password's going to involve Regis.
Stay tuned.
That's going to be coming up in a few minutes. And Erica, I am ready for frying. I am ready. And Mr. Spiewak, what would you like to throw into the deep fryer next?
I've seen a lot of excitement around the station today, not only for the Redskins, but also for Tater Tots.
Tater Tots! Let's do it right now.
I don't think they're going to have a high enough water content to send us home with scalding burns.
Now, Erica, put the microphone right down near the Tater Tots, and while you're doing that, I will take a few phone calls. And also, Charlie Stossel is waiting, standing by. Turgid in the green room.
Touching his nipple.
Touching his own nipple. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Scholarship Winner.
Are the phones on, Ron?
They're on.
Okay, I pushed the button. I pushed the right button.
Yeah, he should be there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Uncle Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
This is Bart.
Hi, Bart. How's Spain?
It's all right, but, you know, I've been having troubles with Regis.
We're making tater tots here.
Ooh.
Yeah, would you like me to send you some over in Spain?
Yeah, send it up my butt.
Okay, that's good. Thanks. So, all right, enough of that. Yeah, way to get me in trouble. You know, the one taboo subject. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
What?
I was just thinking, you know, he didn't have actual intercourse, so maybe he is saving himself for Gelman.
You know, that saving himself.
That is an interesting development.
That's sweet.
There was no... I just can't get Mr. Scholarship Winner out of my head.
No actual intercourse, Mr. Scholarship Winner.
I just keep thinking about the fur coat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike.
Yells.
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you. Unlike the co-captain of the Exxon Valdez, you have done a terrific job today.
Well, thank you very much. That's nice of you to say that. I appreciate that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yeah, I want to talk to Mike.
I'm right here.
Mike.
You're on the air.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I have something you could throw in that deep fryer.
What? What's that?
Jeremy Coleman's colon.
Thank you very much.
Wow, the colon colon.
Yeah.
Coleman colon.
It'll be like sweetbreads. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Idiot.
Hello. I think we got a hang up there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
It wasn't Maria.
Who was it?
Her name was Marcia.
Marcia who?
Marcia Burbank.
Buzz, do you know anything about Marcia Burbank? Buzz is running around here with the deep fryer. He's just come back into his studio. Buzz,
yes.
Will you speak to the theory that this might not be a Maria? It might indeed be Regis Philbin and Marcia Burbank having this torrid affair?
I seriously doubt that. I think I know where she is most of the time.
Very good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Mike.
Yo.
Hey, yeah, right that now. Situation with Regis happened in 1993.
It happened in 93?
Yeah.
Is that what it says, Buzz, in your story?
I'm going to have to grab it. I've got goo on my hands, but let me check it.
I heard a rumor that before every encounter, Regis would go before the mirror, and he would rub his nipple. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Everything's fine with me because I'm a little bit drunk.
You are?
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, well, we're having fried donuts today, sir.
I'd like some tater tot if I could get some of that.
Well, the tater tots are coming. Erica, how are the tater tots coming right now?
We're very close.
Right. I like them dark.
You like them dark?
Like them dark.
Hey, what do you think of that, Erica? You like them dark?
Oh, I like that.
And yes. Right, Mr. That's scholarship right. Winner.
Dark tater.
$16,000 to be given away momentarily on this show. And, of course, when we give it away, it'll be given away right now.
You know what you can get with that $16,000?
What's that?
For code.
For code. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
You know what the best part about that Regis story is?
What's that?
The source of the story is Kathy Lee.
Now, that's not true. Is that true, Mr. Scholarship Winner?
It wasn't mentioned in the New York Post this morning. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I was looking for Mr. O'Mara.
Mr. O'Mara is right here with the odor of tater tots wafting all over the studio.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you get to be able to taste those in a moment, too. Hey, Mr. O'Mara, how many wedges do you keep in your golf bag?
Three. We're cooking deep fried food, and I'm talking about golf.
You're in your wheelhouse.
Your dream has come true, Mr. Scholarship.
Two things that I know as a fact will tank the ratings completely, but I don't care because it's only one day. Let me tell you, I'll talk about golf. I keep three wedges. I have a 60 degree, a 51 degree, and a pitching wedge, and of course a 56 degree wedge sandwich. So I guess if you count the pitching wedge, I'd have four wedges in my bag. I took the 5 wood out, and I just carry a 3 wood and a drive. And three wedges.
Okay, what's your true? What is your handicap?
My handicap is an 8.
Very good.
Thank you very
Excellent.
Much. And I've always wanted to say that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
My handicap is an 8.
There he is.
And I also have a little. I also have a club foot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Who wants to be an adulterer?
Adulterer. Hey, that's great. Here's what. We surveyed all these people. And who can say, put your fur coat on first and give me oral, then I'll give you oral.
I am not an adulterer.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Is that your final orgasm?
Regis. Way to go, Regis. So he really doesn't deny it, and he told Joy.
Yes, that's all true.
That is very cool. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
How are the tots?
Haven't gotten them out. Erica, are they ready to go?
What do you think, Erica?
Let's turn up the fryer. Let's see how we're doing.
It's looking to me like these might just be as dark as you like.
Yeah, that's perfect, Rob.
I think they're ripe. Let's have them.
Now, we need to put those in some kind of... Hold on a second, sir. Are you there?
Yeah, Mike.
What? Yes, I'm here. Wait a minute.
Hey, listen.
Wait, I said...
Oh, come on.
Wait, well, just a second. I'm just getting the tater tots over here. All right, now dump them onto the thing. Very good.
Oh, that looked good.
All right, man. That's good. Now, what's next, Rob? What can we cook?
Salt. Yeah, they should be seasoned.
Tater tots, but let's open the biscuits.
Yeah, okay. I think they should. Those should make a good popping noise. That's a Hungry Jack, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Hungry Jack biscuits, and we're going to fry them. Oh, man, this is we're all going to have...
This is an experiment.
We're going to have garnish, Mr. Scholarship Winner. What can we do for you, sir?
Mike, I just wanted to say this is the best show I've ever heard.
thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. I'm just having fun.
He's sitting there in his fur coat.
Okay, we have the Hungry Jack Flaky Layer 5 Buttermilk Biscuits. I'm sorry. I almost drowned in my own saliva there.
Well, it smells awfully good in here.
Here we go. Ready?
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I was going to, you know, I was too gentle is what I was.
Yes, you know what? You'd rather have the clock fall again, I bet, than open up another can of biscuits.
Now, you're not supposed to fry these normally,
no,
are
you? No, you bake them.
Yes.
Unless you want them good.
That's right.
And then you fry them.
Erica, my fry girl.
They'll be fine.
Very good. Enjoy yourself.
I'm thinking they might come out something like a donut.
Okay. We're going to see what's going to happen, and we've got the tater tots, and then, of course, the key to this whole day, and we are rapidly running out of time, but we are going to fry the raw vegetables.
And run for cover.
Much to the chagrin of many people around here that are in the engineering department. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, speak to me. Are you there? Right now, you're gone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, I thought you kept saying that your handicap was Rob A.
Well, yeah, today it is.
He's clever.
Today it is, but he did bring in tater tots, and we're very grateful for that. But today my handicap is an 8, and Rob, are the tater tots good?
They are the best I've ever had.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, those biscuits are great in the fryer.
Really? How long should you cook them in the fryer?
Just until they get golden brown, and you flip them over, and they taste just like donuts.
Okay, now Erica has brought over the tater tots, and we're going to sample one right now.
You guys,
Jesus. They're a little hot.
Well, how come you were eating them?
Because I've got a tough mouth.
S.
Do you want to pepper that with an S?
No, I just wish I could swear right now.
I know. I'm sorry,
that
Mike.
That is nasty. All right, hold on. Hello, Donna Micro.
Hey, you know, Rob A's talking about the grease and frying in the grease.
Yeah, the grease that's actually taken 6 layers off my tongue just now.
No germ can live in 400-degree grease, so you don't have to worry about botulism or food poisoning.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, when I was dipping the donuts in, I had come fresh from the men's room, and we were a little pressed for time, and so I was unable to actually take care of business. Now, listen, before we fry any more food, I want to tell everybody, stand by all the people that won, all of you qualifiers, because coming up next, we are going to give away, are you ready? Rob, say it for me.
$16,000 in birthday wishes.
I'm going to call you up. I'm going to give you the password, all right? Regis likes oral. You think about that? Now, why are you shaking your head? I know, but if they don't have the password, that's okay. I know we...
Okay.
Explain it. Hey, Charlie, you explain it to everybody because I just wanted to make it entertaining, but go ahead.
I understand. Everybody whose name is on that list has already qualified. That right. is what they had to do, win that prize.
But it's just fun.
I understand
I figured
that.
They're all going to be listening, and if we call with the password, it'll be fun. We won't hold them to it. I just think it'd be fun to say Regis likes oral. That's why I was
Thank
doing
you.
That. You don't have to sit back there. And shake your head in a real, like, depressed way, okay?
I was bummed.
I'm doing the best I can. Charlie Broyhill with a fart. Hold on. That's it was weak, but I heard it. For the best cigar site on the planet, egars.com. $16,000 to give away, and Mr. Charlie Stossel, who will come in here and eat tater tots, talk about his sex life, and talk about movies. We'll be right back.
Yeah. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
Remember their secret. F like a whore, but look like the girl next door. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We are back. Jeremy Coleman came into the studio. I was just, you know, I was polite to him. I try my hardest to be polite.
You really open up the studio to him. It's nice when he comes by.
I've never seen a pickier guy. He comes in and said, what are these? It's obvious it's a donut. It's got powdered sugar on it. Yes. And they're fried biscuits, which are, can I have another one of those fried biscuits? Charlie Stossel has made his way into, hi Charlie, how you doing?
Hey.
And these are the best. So
yeah,
far.
Absolutely.
The I love them. Don't get me wrong. No. I love your donuts. But donuts, I've never had a deep fried biscuit.
Man, they're good. It's like they're already buttered. They're
and
fantastic.
I weigh 800 pounds right now.
These are the best deep fried biscuits I've ever had.
You know, you actually sound surprised that Jeremy would be picky. I mean, you don't grow up to weigh 74 pounds by eating everything in sight.
I mean, we're sitting here enjoying our little fry fest, and then the bird comes in. Robin Redbreast comes down here, cocking his head to the ground to listen for worms, and he comes in here like a chickadee. What is this? And so, it's nice to see you, Jeremy. It's always a pleasure. All right, we've got Charlie Stossel standing by to talk about his love life and movies. But before we do that, Charlie Stossel, we have a very important piece of business we have to take care of.
Right.
And that is to give away $16,000. This is very, very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rob, we have the list of our qualifiers right in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And I would like you
To dial up
for me. Before I do that, I want to mention the password again, okay? This is the password. Mm-hmm. Regis likes oral. All of you qualifiers out there, make sure that you answer that way. Now, are you calling number three?
Indeed, I am.
Number three is being called right now. Regis likes oral. That is the password. Don't really have to say it because, you know, you qualified anyway, as right. Charlie Brewing Hill said, but
no, play along.
You play along, you're going to win that big money, $16,000. Let's see what happens. Albert Brooks.
Regis likes oral.
Yeah! Yeah. Is this Mr. Rob Garcia of Vienna, Virginia?
Yes!
Rob Garcia of Vienna, you have won $16,000! You're blowing out your phone. Are you on a cellular phone? Is that what you're on?
I'm like right around the corner from you guys and stopped in a parking lot because I didn't want to take the call while I was driving. I'm like shaking.
$16,000 for you, Rob Garcia.
Oh, God, you guys are the best.
Listen
to
this.
I don't know what anybody says. You guys are the best.
All right, Rob, listen to this. You have won $16,000 in birthday wishes in TNT's Saturday Night New Classics Big Summer Payoff. Watch TNT's Saturday Night New Classics every Saturday throughout the summer at 8 p.m., 7 Central. Upcoming movies include Ferris Bueller's Day Off and American President. Tune into TNT tomorrow night to see Moonstruck featuring the lovely and talented Olympia Dukakis.
She's fun.
At 8 p.m., 7 Central, Rob Garcia, congratulations, you have won the $16,000.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Mike, can I come by for a donut?
Yeah, absolutely, Rob.
Sure.
If you'd like to drop by, you know, you're the big, if you're around the corner and we, you know, you want to come in live, we'd love to meet our $16,000 winner.
We're going to have to deduct that from the prize money, though.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Rob, how are you going to spend that $16,000 since you have to spend it?
I know, and I don't know yet, and, like, when I won the prize with you guys gave me a trip, and I was just before I was getting married, and I was all psyched, and now, you know, now that I'm married, I got to consult with the wife.
Well, that's great.
We think we know what we want to do with it, because we're saving to buy a house.
I'm so glad you asked that question, Buzz. All right, that's good. Well, Rob, we are very happy for you. Enjoy your $16,000, and it was just like magic. Listen to my wand.
Oh, my God. It is magic.
Shut up for a second, Rob. Hold on a second. It was just like magic. Listen to my wand. How about that, huh?
Wow. You know what he could buy for his wife?
What's that?
A hearing aid.
Rob Garcia, come on down and have a donut, okay?
All right. I'll see you guys in a little bit.
All right. Hold on. I know they have to get some information from you. That's Rob Garcia. He wins $16,000
in
TNT. Yay! Fantastic.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico.
Oh, yes.
Here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Charlie Stossel. And, Charlie, your sponsor, right? I've got your little commercial here.
Okay.
Because I know before you talk about anything, you have to do your little commercial on fried food. And speaking of fried food, this place you talk about has fried food, don't they?
Yes, it does. It has, this place, Doc Harry's House O'Ribs.
Right.
Just go there for the fried cheesecake, a fantastic dessert. Doc Harry's is on Multiplex Drive in Centerville. Give him a call at 703-815-RIBS.
Charlie! I'm so sad that Don couldn't be here because I know he enjoys your visits as much as I do.
I think we all do.
For everybody in Washington, D.C., I do want to mention that coming up at 5:30 this evening will be the pregame show for the Washington Redskins. I am really trying to talk with food in my mouth.
Would you like to swallow? It's the pregame show for the Washington Redskins, and you definitely don't want to miss it because Don is going to be hosting that as well as doing color for the Tampa Bay game tonight. And this is very exciting, not only for people in D.C., but people that can hear the 75 stations all along the Washington Redskins broadcasting network.
Lifetime dream for Don.
And, of course, for the rest of the stations along the line, you're going to hear an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Right,
you're going to enjoy that. It's going to be fantastic. Charlie Stossel.
Would you like a glass of milk?
Charlie Stossel, were you a big fan of the movie Moonstruck?
Yes, very much so.
Then why was Olympia Dukakis such a load?
I don't know.
God, I mean, I could have used the help, you know? I mean, I really said it's an Academy Award winner. We're not going to go with the same stuff.
The sex test.
I know. I should have faked it.
Just giving questions that
you know,
we all want to know.
I'm a fan. I love that movie.
Recent experience of any kind.
She was great in that movie. I was, you know, it was Academy Award winner. I wanted to show her some dignity and stuff, and then it was just a snooze fest. I didn't see it coming, but c'est la vie, we're frying food. Now, have you had any of the fried food?
Yes, I have. The donuts are very good. Donuts are very good.
Okay, before we get into talking about your love life and everything else and movies, we're going to attempt to do the very dangerous thing. Now, a listener called earlier and said, due to the high water content of raw vegetables, putting them in the deep fryer could result in some. Now, Erica, my fry girl, I want you to be very careful.
That's
That's right. We don't want to see you losing an eye or damaging any of your beautiful body parts.
And Erica, I just wish you had worn that gray tank top that you wore to the ratings party the other night.
Sure, you always want to wear your nicest clothes.
Erica, have you taken any kind of hallucinogenic drug? Is that why you're having trouble getting the basket on there? Okay, now hold not a handful. Let's take one. I'll help you.
One. The cucumber would probably be the most dangerous.
Yes.
The broccoli.
Okay. Oh. Broccoli will be fine.
And
why don't we put it in the basket first and then lower it in.
See, it's fine. No explosion.
Oh.
Did we turn up the heat?
No, it's all the way up.
Okay.
Oh. It'll be very tasty.
Turn it up, Rob. Let's listen.
Listen to that. The light.
Oh, no!
Humanity!
No, that was just the sound effect.
All right, nothing's happening. Erica, fry away at will while I talk
to
Charlie
Stossel. Fry some of the chicken. It looks good.
Charles Stossel, how are you today?
I'm fine.
How is everything going in your life?
Same old, same old.
You know, I said to Don, I wish I'd had two pieces of paper. I wish I had had the sex quiz for Olympia Dukakis, and of course I wish I'd had some of your correspondence. He said there was none this week, that we didn't have any.
Last week I thought there was some, but because of my birthday, he chose not to read it.
He's very territorial about that
stuff.
So I didn't get the prison letter, but
that's fine.
How is life going with you? What do you have planned for the big weekend, Charlie?
Nothing really planned for the weekend.
Nothing at all?
No. Last weekend I had plenty, and just nothing for this week.
Won't be taking the boy out?
No, that was last week.
That
was last week.
You don't do that every weekend?
I had the boy and the sister.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sister?
Monday. Yes, he has an older sister.
Now, are you going to try the fried cucumber holiday breading? What happened? Did it splatter?
She's only dumping oil 3 inches away from me, and it got on my leg. That's
Erica, I mean this only in the best possible way. You haven't had like a few cocktails before you came in here today, have you?
No more than normal.
More than normal, just drunk all the time.
You know, there's nothing that looks better than a fried cucumber.
You know, Charlie, you don't really look like you're dressed for your evening out on the town tonight. You look like you're
There's nothing going on tonight.
It's a quiet Friday?
Yeah. Originally it was going to be biking, but there's too much.
You know, I was thinking, Charlie, when we knew you were going to come in here and we didn't have any prison mail for you, and I know that the
you could make up a letter.
The best segment was no, and the best segment with you is normally we talk about your personal life, and I was just wondering. I know you don't like to do this, but I was just curious that if I was just to open the door and say if someone wanted to call you and just chat. Because it's been a long time since we've done that. If there were any women, eligible women that were out there that might want to talk to you, it might be a fun thing to do. Who's this?
I don't mean to interrupt, Charlie. This is Rob. This is our $16,000 winner.
Hi, Rob.
Hey.
How are you, buddy?
Hi, how are you?
Sorry to give you that dirty look when you first came in, but you kind of looked like a terrorist.
That's quite, yeah.
You walked in here, and I was like, you really look like Lisa maybe had a gun in her back, and you were coming in to seal something.
Oh, no.
That is some fast turnaround. You only won like 8 minutes ago.
Are there any donuts left for Rob Garcia, our big $16,000 winner?
Thank you. And,
all right.
You know, I just got off the phone with my mom, and she totally freaked out. And I know she's listening right now, so I just wanted to say hi to her.
Now, has Charlie Broyhill explained to you the whole deal?
Yeah, he's explained to it, and I'm supposed to go back there and talk to all of the people about the money and go.
Rob Garcia, our $16,000 winner, say hi to Charlie Stossel.
Hey, Charlie, how are you? It's nice to finally meet you.
That's Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Rob Spiewak over here.
Rob, how are you?
It's Buzz Burbank right in back here.
Great name.
Right?
Buzz.
Rob. This is Lisa.
Lisa, hi.
And this is Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Now, one of the things we didn't mention, we wanted you to come down, is that along with the $16,000, every winner that wins over $10,000, Lisa and Erica are going to have sex with you tonight, too.
All right. Mom, that's not true.
There you go. Get out of here, Rob.
It might be,
I'm actually leaving for Florida soon.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Congratulations, Rob. Nice to meet you.
Okay. All right, now let's get back to what we're doing here. Charlie? All right, wait, Lisa, get out of the way. I'm talking to Charlie Stossel. All right, here we go. So would you entertain taking any calls from women?
Whatever. That's fine. And Mike, for your entertainment, anything.
Thank you. Yeah, it's for me.
For your entertainment,
it's
Mike.
It's not for you. Now, I don't know whether we have women on the line, but we're going to go to the phones right now and see if... and we're not going to talk to them on the air, Charlie. We're just going to see if they would like to talk to you, okay? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, speak to us. Rob, are the phones up?
They are indeed.
Hello. Yes.
Hey.
Yes, you're...
I'll bring in some popcorn shrimp if I can get a donut.
No, we need a woman for Charlie. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, there.
See how easy that was?
Hello, there.
This is the lunch lady.
The lunch lady?
Yes.
Oh, I know this lady.
Well, who is she, Rob?
She
so
got to start...
frying donuts and vegetables.
Can you pipe down? This was a lady who got a... She, like, does the annual, the daily lunch menu for a company, and people call in, and she got to be real popular, and she recently started doing commercials for McDonald's.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, this
is she hot? Are you interested, Charlie?
Thanks, but...
No. Hey, lunch lady.
Yeah.
Real sorry. Okay, but is that, now, is that the hotline ringing?
Yeah,
right
it's line 9.
Wow. Right? Line 9?
Line 9.
All right. Hi. Hello?
Hi, I was calling to talk to Charlie.
Charlie? Now, this is like a secret hotline number.
Well, wow.
How did you have this number?
Is this Lisa?
Is this Lisa?
No, I called and they put me through.
Oh, so you called the front desk.
Ah, how did you get this number?
Oh, fantastic. So you wanted to talk to Charlie Stossel?
Yes.
May I ask you a few questions first?
Please do, Mike. You're good at that.
All right, what is your name?
My name is Kimberly.
Kimberly. And how old are you, Kimberly?
I'm 23.
23. And are you involved with anyone at this time?
No, I'm not.
And who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Most people say Gina Gershon.
I think we're going to put you on hold, and Mr. Stossel might like to talk to you after the show.
Okay.
Would that be okay with you?
That's fine.
And can I ask you one last question?
Sure.
On a date with Charles Stossel, would there be an outside shot? There might be some sexual activity?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Thank you for pimping me out.
Very good.
A mystery woman.
All right, she's on hold now.
She made it past the first phase of the screening.
See, I'm doing that. Yes, it's entertaining, but I figured I'd do that for you.
Well, thank you, Mike. That's very kind of you.
I'm full, Erica.
But you got to try the chicken, Mike.
I could not. All right.
The chicken's okay. Good.
Here we go.
You're all about protein. You're going to like this.
All right, so that's it. That's what I was hoping for is just one good call, and that's it. You want to take another one?
Sure.
All right, we'll see. All right, hold on. We have somebody on hold here. Hello, Don of Mike Show.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, you're a man. Go. Goodbye.
Oh, come on. I have a question for Charlie.
All right, go ahead.
Charlie, have you heard anything about the Lord of the Rings movie?
No. That's coming up later.
I smell frying broccoli. Okay. Is there broccoli in there?
You like this?
They're not bad.
The chicken's not bad. The broccoli, though.
It's like fried S.
I think you say this is good.
You're tasting the chicken, but you're smelling the broccoli.
Oh, that's what it is.
I think it is.
All right, now sit down, Charlie. I like talking to you when you're sitting down. It makes me nervous when you're standing up. All right, so that is what was her name? I don't know what her name was, the lady, but
Kimberly.
Kimberly, you will talk to her after the show, and my God. I'm having so much fun. Where has the time gone? We have to talk about movies.
Yes,
Lisa. As I am, because of Lisa, I am now losing control of the show. I'd like to point that out. Yes, Lisa.
The pictures from Charlie's birthday when we had the young ladies in the studio and your young man in the studio.
What microphone button is she on?
Two.
All right, wait, go ahead. What was that again? Thank you very much. So I just... I'm kidding, Lisa. I'm a kidder. Go ahead. What do you want
to say? They're up on TooExposed.com.
TooExposed.com. Thank you very much. You see, cats away, mice will play. Very good. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm fine.
That's good. Let's talk about movies. What do you have for us this weekend?
We have three that come out this week. The first...
I just got to look at the fried vegetables.
The first being... Sorry. Hollow Man.
Hollow Man.
The new film that is directed by Paul Verhoeven.
Hi.
Paul Verhoeven.
Hi.
Known for doing films that are a little graphic. RoboCop, Total Recall.
This is a Kevin Bacon movie, right?
Exactly. Kevin Bacon, Elizabeth Shue. Kevin Bacon is a wacky, nutty scientist
Second. Hold on, Charlie. Erica, when you take it out, make sure you let the basket drip over the grease. Otherwise,
it's on the newspaper.
See, now that's going to go right through to the
fire.
to the formica or the corian.
That's why it's corian. You can do a lot of cooking in here without doing any damage.
All right, so Hollow Man, you were talking about it.
Kevin Bacon plays a scientist who develops a way to make people disappear. He gives you something and you disappear. You become invisible. He tries with animals. It works. It's like The Fly. It works well. Then he tries it on himself.
You're thinking about Kimberly right now, aren't you? You're trying to do the movie
review. And he gets stuck being invisible, and he can't find his way back to being, quote, reanimated. So
how come Kimberly's not still on hold?
Because she left.
I'm sure Charlie got her number. Are we sure?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
If she slowly starts losing it and getting a little crazy because he can't come back, and he starts killing people, and then it's a nice, violent picture.
Charlie Stossel, this is your manual relief. What else is out? This movie looks kind of... How many porcelain dolls do you
have? Two. I was a little bummed with it.
It looks stupid. It's like a variation of The Invisible Man, right?
That and The Fly.
Yeah.
A combination of the two.
What's next?
The next one, Space Cowboys.
I'm excited about this one. There's a choice, really. I mean, I'm thinking about going out to the movies tonight, and my choice is between The Clumps and this movie, Space Cowboys. The trailers look fantastic. I love all those actors.
Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, and...
James Garner.
James Garner, who plays a priest.
in the film. Clint,
go to the moon and I'm about to kick your ass.
Clint Eastwood,
right across the state line, and Kimberly's going to give you some manual relief.
Clint Eastwood is an ex-Air Force pilot who at the last second before he and his buddies get to go to the moon, they get replaced by monkeys. So they're all very angry and very bitter.
Right.
Clint Eastwood, though, has a great line in this movie. It reminds me of the... what was the play Misty for me with the get out?
Get out of here, man.
He does that. Stop it, you son of a bitch.
Go.
There's a problem with a Russian satellite, and the only people who know this technology are Clint Eastwood and his friends because Clint Eastwood designed the guidance system on this one Russian satellite.
Right.
So he wants to go up and fix it, and at the same time, the very evil James Cromwell, who was the father and babe.
Are you giving us all the details of the plot right now? I always like to make sure.
They then, he's going to send a parallel team to train with them, and the comedy in the film is here are these old guys who are, on an actor's level, they're taking it, they know that they're older guys, and they're playing with this, and it is, there's some comedy there,
mm-hmm.
trying to play against these younger guys who you kind of know are...
But there's some heavy-duty stuff in this, too, right? Yeah. There's some action, yeah. So it's kind of a crumb, it's a crumb. Is it a crumb?
A dramedy.
A dramedy. Yes, there you go. Sorry, I always called them crumbs. Very good.
A dramedy.
Grumpy old astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, how do you like this
one? 2.5. I think parts of it were better than I thought it was going to be.
Really? So you don't like it that
much? But there are parts where it does drag quite a bit.
How are the effects? I've heard the effects are very good.
The action, and this is where I thought it was going to be not as good. The action parts are very, very good. It's some of the other parts that I think... fall back a little
bit. You burping up a little oil right there with your fried food?
Bet that tastes like chicken.
Anything else going on?
Coyote Ugly.
Yeah, baby. And let me tell you, I read a horrible, horrible review of this movie in the paper today.
Hyper Bravo. Oh, my God.
A lot of Kimberlys in this movie?
I am absolutely in love with this girl.
Ooh.
This is about a New Jersey singer-songwriter who...
you are really like burping up a lung here.
Who wants to come to New York to become a star.
Mm-hmm.
She leaves her father, John Goodman, who at the end of the movie we see dance on a bar, which is not good.
Right.
She comes to this bar.
How's John Goodman looking now? I haven't seen him.
He's a big man. He's bigger than you.
Has he gotten big?
He's gotten bigger.
So he'd be enjoying the show today with all the fried food.
He would be diving into that broccoli that's in front of me.
Yeah, and that, I tell you now, you know.
That was a bad
broccoli
idea.
Broccoli was a bad idea.
That's the one thing we shouldn't have fried was the broccoli.
The broccoli.
Well, you said we wanted to experiment.
I know, but it just smells like. It
smells like John Pop's shoe.
Somebody had made in the studio right now. All right, so.
This young woman, this Piper Parabo, perfect smile.
What's her name again?
Piper Parabo.
She is Hyper Parabo.
She's from Toms River, New Jersey.
Yeah, you read the press kill.
Yeah, I did.
Why, Mr. Spiewak, soon to be a father, would you be so curious about this film?
You know, I always like to follow the entertainment industry.
Very good, thank you. I don't believe you. Go ahead. Charlie Stossel, yes.
It's a poor man's flash dance where this girl goes into a bar as the innocent girl and becomes a coyote. This bar, Coyote Ugly, all run by women who are just babes. The whole thing is they have to look available, act available, but they are never available to any of the customers. And their whole
isn't Coyote Ugly like a term that's used for, you know, you wake up next to her and you chew off your hand?
They talk about that.
Okay.
They talk about how the bar did.
That's the expression, right? You know, she was Coyote Ugly.
Yes, they talk about that.
Right.
Not a great story, but to look at this PG-13 film, they've shown that they can make a sexy PG-13 movie where you can look at all the women on screen and just with your jaw hung open. I will never listen to a Blondie song one way or another.
Is that in this movie?
She gets up on the bar to stop a fight and starts gyrating around.
How many porcelain dolls?
Three.
And that's it?
I'll give it three.
Three?
Three just for that.
So the best movie is Coyote Ugly. You are a very horny man.
Coyote Ugly.
And you hopefully will talk to Kimberly, and, I want to report on that next time. Well, I mean, no, really. You're going to talk to her, right? Because she's probably listening, waiting to see if you'll talk to her.
Come on.
Exactly. Did Charlie Roy Hill get the number? Did he actually get the number of Kimberly? Charlie, we got to get out of here pretty soon, but I want to find out. I just want that kind of closure. Thank you very much, Charles Stossel. Let's find out. Charlie Roy Hill, a very busy man today.
That's fine.
Very busy man.
He said no.
Mm-hmm. She didn't.
But you know what? If she's anxious to meet Charlie,
Thank you, Charlie Roy Hill.
Mike, she hung up.
She did?
Not a deal. She'll call back.
It's not a big deal.
I'm sorry.
It's not a big deal.
I'm very sorry.
I'm not sorry.
I feel responsible.
Don't.
You should let him go. He's only got a half hour now.
I know. She hung up.
Phone
I know. It wasn't your fault.
So,
anything to say?
You know what? It could have been my fault because I didn't even know.
Oh, you didn't know because you were so busy flying around
so
here.
So consumed with what's important.
Well, F you. All right. Well, Charlie Stossel, get out of here. Thank you very much. Movie man Charlie Stossel. And he's brought to us by Doc Harry's. And that's it.
That's it.
That's it. I really want to thank Erica, my fry lady. We have fry truncated a fry girl. I really want to thank you. Did you enjoy helping me fry?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Buzz Burbank, thank you for bringing in the donuts.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
This is a truncated version of the show. Stay tuned. Here in Washington, D.C., an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike, followed by the pregame show hosted by the one and only Don Geronimo. And for all of you fans of Redskins football, you're going to want to listen to the radio cast tonight because Don will be doing color commentary with Frank Herzog and Sam Huff on the Washington Redskins radio network. You do not, and I mean you do not, want to miss that tonight. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All right, Rob, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, and good night, Rob.
Good night, Mike.
Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Mike.
That's it. We got to go, and we will see you Monday, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.